I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. March is National Nutrition Month. Consumers are seeking healthier and more affordable food options or see gardening as a new hobby to try. According to GardenPals.com, 55% of American households engage in gardening activities. Philip Hartman is president of InstaFarm, which creates countertop food gardens. He works with students from kindergarten through high school and is passionate about helping children understand where their food comes from. Hartman notes children don't get to see a farm or where their food is grown until they're well into their late teens.
It's amazing. You know, children that don't usually like vegetables, when they engage in the growing process, all of a sudden they're inspired to eat this. And it's a great way to train them about what's good for them and how to recognize healthy foods.
GardenPals.com says millennials make up 29% of gardener demographics. Hartman advises beginner gardeners to use healthy, nutrient-rich soil because it improves the nutritional value of fruits and vegetables. The state and right-leaning publisher of dozens of websites is settling a lawsuit over its publication of sensitive information about millions of Illinois voters. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul sued local government information services last May. The lawsuit alleged the Lake Forest-based company published restricted voter data maintained by the State Board of Elections, including dates of birth and home addresses for many registered voters, including domestic violence victims and law enforcement officials. But the state dropped its lawsuit earlier this year in a settlement agreement. In exchange, LGIS agreed to destroy any restricted voter roll information it possessed and to refrain from publishing it again. The company was not fined, nor did it admit liability or criminal wrongdoing. Raoul's office said it was pleased the case is resolved. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
SIU School of Music will present Nomadic Harmonies, a recital featuring the works of Mongolia's finest composers in the Old Baptist Foundation Recital Hall. The event is free and open to the public. The recital will showcase traditional Mongolian instruments, including the so-called horse-headed fiddle, wooden flute, and Mongolian harp. The concert will also feature a specialist in Mongolian folk music and throat singing, along with performances by the Intercontinental Trio and the SIU-affiliated band Elixir. The concert is Wednesday at 7 p.m. This is WSIU.